We're back on the air. This is Radio Entrepreneurs. My name is Jeffrey Davis. I'm the host of the show, also founder and CEO of, or chairman of, Mage LLC consulting firm. A lot of people nowadays, they meet me, they think I only have this radio show. It starts starting to irritate me, Rich.
You have a company besides this?
Yeah, thanks. This is only a part-time gig for me. That was Rich Hershen talking, my co-host for this show. And also our reporter, accounting and tax reporter from the accounting firm of Gray, Gray & Gray.
It's good to be here.
Yeah, see, you have all...
Do you like food, Jeff?
Oh, I like food. Everybody knows.
You like fresh juices?
I love it all.
We've got a great guest for you.
And this was all your idea. We're talking about Elisa Bourne. We're talking about Stacy Madison of Stacy's Juice Bar. I don't know, I'm reading the wrong line. And we've just been devouring all of her food for the last half hour. In our office, and why don't we just go? Why don't you say hi to us first, and then tell us everything
Sure.
we've been devouring?
Sure. Yeah. I you know, everybody loves when a girl walks into the room with a bag full of great food. So I brought with me some things that I felt like made our juice bar a little bit different from some of the other juice bars out there. We have a lot of food that we make in-house. For example, our sandwiches, we bake our bread every morning and serve them on whole wheat focaccia bread.
Nice.
You guys tried the raw energy bar.
Loved it.
Almond butter, oats, granola, nuts, chia, dark chocolate, honey, maple, all good stuff in there.
Fabulous.
Nice and filling. The health juice, it's kind of what we call a hybrid. It's not technically a juice because we start as juice as a base. Some green apple, kale, spinach. We put it all in the juicer. And then it's like a two-step process where we take the juice and we use it as a base of a smoothie. So then we would add mango, banana, and matcha green tea powder.
It was good just the
Delicious.
Way it was.
Yeah.
I thought it was great. I could taste the cucumber and the apple underneath it.
Yeah.
It really had a nice...
It was delicious.
Yeah, it's very different. It's a little bit more labor intensive. I think that's why other people don't do it. But if you think of all the health benefits of starting with a juice before you make a smoothie, and it's not something you would do at home. So,
yeah, that's why people go to see you. So Stacy's Juice Bar is located in Needham. You've been in business two years.
Now? We just had our 2-year anniversary.
So what made you decide to get into the juice business?
And what made you start to become an entrepreneur? That must have been a big choice too.
Yeah, I think, I think entrepreneurship, yeah, just kind of, you always end up falling into it. But originally, before I had the juice bar, I was the owner of Stacy's Pita Chip Company. And that was a company I started, didn't have the money to open up a restaurant, so bought a food cart and put the food cart out in downtown Boston and ended up selling sandwiches rolled on pita bread. And with the bread left over at the end of the day, we would cut it up and bake it into different flavor pita chips, give them away for free to people standing in line. And 9 years later, sold that company to Pepsi to lead their health food division for Frito-Lay, their healthy snacks. And the chips are still out there. They're doing great. I'm still in touch with them. They're doing really wonderful, and it's also a great product. And I think that was my first step into the natural food business. I created a category. Yeah,
you really did. You did create a category.
Yeah. Well, they had, you know, if you think about it, they have corn-based snacks with tortilla chips, and you have, this is a bread-based snack, but you also have what's some of the popcorn, right?
Right.
So you got corn-based snacks, a potato-based snack. This is a bread-based snack. And it's really, this company was so much fun. If you think about it, we launched that company during the no carb.
And that was a family business, right? That you started. It was you and your spouse started, correct?
Yeah, it was, yep, myself and what then was, you know, friend, husband, ex-husband.
Right.
You know, we kind of went through this whole,
that's
a whole other story.
Yeah, you were a public figure.
That's a whole other story. But yeah, we started, his name was Mark. Mark and I started it together. And my brother was also in the business, my brother David. And he handled all of the operations. Mark was more new product development, and I was more the marketing side. So we made a good team together.
At what point in that business did you stop making the sandwiches and focus exclusively on the chips?
2 years. So we started the sandwiches in 96 and 97, and then We gave it up after that. We gave up the sandwiches. You know, I was trying to get an indoor location, and very difficult way back in, you know, in that time where you have all your student loans and, you know, you're looking for a small location. And right. At that time, you could stand in line. The real estate agents would tell you, stand in line behind Dunkin' Donuts and Obon Pan. Starbucks wasn't even around then. And you know, everybody, you
Coffee
can stand
connection.
In line. Yeah, you and your cart can stand on line behind everybody else. So we really had trouble. I approached Macy's to do Stacy's at Macy's, and it was just taking a long time dealing with Macy's in New York City to do a little place in Boston. So you know, it's all good. You know, things didn't work out, but that was for good reason. You know, during all of this time. You know, I was doing the bag design and launching the pita chips. So as that started to take off and we're trying to do something else, it makes you think, well, you know what? Am I really doing the right thing? And what direction should I go?
So, you know, you've been an entrepreneur. You had a company that sort of that they write articles about. And now you're off doing this. Is this more of a labor of love, or is this you have big ambitions for this one as well?
100% labor of love. 100%. So I can't even tell you, probably two or three times a day I get asked if we're going to open up another one. And no, this was started, you know, it keeps me in the natural food business. It's something that I'm passionate about. And it's also a way for my children to see, you know, a business and how a business is run and how you grow a business. And it's 5 minutes from my house. So it is definitely yeah, it's a passion project. It's a lifestyle business, and it happens to be successful after 2 years, which I feel very proud about. But you know, I'm not doing this. If I were doing this to do 10, I probably would have done it in a much different manner than I did this.
So it's a boutique, yeah. So to speak.
Yes.
And why did you pick this? I know you say it's a labor love. I'm going to keep pushing down that category. Why, you know, the Stacy's chips, I don't consider to be, they're better than other snacks, but I don't consider them to be something I'd rush into a health food store to eat. But the other stuff you have now, these are the things that people are driving towards who are really concerned with their health.
Mm-hmm.
So is there something, was there a reason for going into this category?
So the whole juice world, I was not, I hadn't been exposed to it until about less than a decade ago. And when I was working for Fireman Capital, I was in the private equity world doing some investments and helping them with some of their food companies. And I was introduced to a company called Evolution Juice. Evolution is a juice company out of Southern California that was started by the guy who started Naked Juice.
Right.
And I was on their board and I worked with them. And that was really my first exposure to the juicing world. After a few years, that ended up selling to Starbucks, and it was a wonderful thing, but it was also, you know, I had the feeling where I put a lot of work and time and you know, you kind of put your all into it, and then you kind of see the vision of I'm going to tap into that multi-billion-dollar orange juice category, and you know, we launched. The juice is never heated, so we had our own process, and we kind of had a jump start on the industry, and then that kind of never. We sold it before the whole planned 2 years worth of work came to fruition, and then I was like, but I missed it. You know, afterward, I missed the part of it, not the business part of it, but I missed the juicing and the trying new products. And then I kind of took a look at myself and I was like, well, how do I get back to the pita chip world and the evolution juice world and the world where, you know, your atmosphere and your surroundings is just something that you want to be in and that you enjoy and you're just doing something. Then it's not work if you're doing something you love to do every day.
And this market has really taken off. I mean, you see these juice bars popping up all over the place. I was in New York City a couple weeks ago. They seem to have one in every block now.
Yeah. I see them in Europe. Yeah.
Everywhere. Around the world. I mean, everywhere you travel. Decades ago, even in Europe, if you wanted juice, you got fresh orange juice. Yeah. You really, they juice it right there. They have, you know, that little machine. They feed the oranges into it. Every coffee house, every place has fresh juice. And in New York, you're right. I was the same way. I go down to New York at least once a month, and every corner has a juice bar. And yeah, you know, and I have my favorites there.
I'm
and
sure
now
you
they're
do.
Expanding. Now they're expanding here. One of the things I learned from visiting so many juice bars, all around the world, is the freshness factor. I mean, the difference between a juice. We have a wall of produce, right? Between seeing your juice as it is, as a fruit and a vegetable, and all of what goes into making one juice, how many lettuce and apples and kale goes into juicing, and how much nutrition you're putting in one little bottle, and it's immediate, and then you're drinking it immediately, and you can't get any healthier than you know that kind of easily absorbed nutrition.
So do you have a philosophy? I don't even know if this is a good question on fresh juice versus pasteurized juices.
Yeah, and I would never have known in the whole pasteurized juice world had I not, you know, worked with a juice company prior to Stacy's. I never would have known about how juice is made. And the American palate is almost, I hate to say it, but it's spoiled by what is in a bottle of juice nowadays. Because juice is, it's heated, it's stored in tank farms. They take out the pulp, then they re-inject the pulp with flavor profiles. All of this in a quote-unquote fresh bottled juice that, well, it was fresh at one time, but after you boil it and store it and, you know, and do all of these processes.
It's like milk. I remember, you know, when I was a kid, milk tastes like milk.
It tastes like
milk. It doesn't taste like milk to me anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very, very different now. And you know, whole milk especially.
Right.
Whole milk especially. And so... the same thing with juice, like all of that process that goes into making
a bottle
of juice.
Well, there's nothing like fresh juice.
There's nothing like fresh juice. And if you are going to drink a bottled juice, I must say, I highly recommend going to Evolution, getting Evolution juice.
And now that you're making these juices, just do you have a preference? Do you make your juices, are they all organic or non-organic? Do you have a philosophy about that as well?
So we're organic when we can. Our kale is always organic, and you know, there's times when you need to be. We really feel like we do an organic kale salad, and when you know, the kale in our juice, sometimes the apples. You know, we can't be all organic all the time. We are trying to be something like in the town that people come to all the time, and that's a little bit price prohibitive. This is very different in that it's a suburban model. When you're talking about the juice bars in New York City or in downtown Boston, you know, that's a metropolitan model. They have tons of foot traffic going through and very, very different. Where we have we have started out, when we first opened, we were like, what is this place? Okay? Needham has never seen a place like this. You know, I have a fuchsia banquette in there, and it's like bright and vibrant. I knocked down all the walls and put in windows everywhere, and it used to be an old Greek restaurant, and then you walk in and you just get the feeling that, wow, what is this place, and what am I going to try? Very much a sense of discovery. Now, 2 years later, people come in with the, what did we do before you were here? And it's a very different change of mind for people. We're their healthy habit.
Nice.
In a lot of ways.
If somebody wants to find you, the store, how would they do that?
Me, you can't. The store, unless you go to the store.
Unless you go to the store,
yes.
She's there a lot.
Yeah, I'm there a lot. So stacysjuicebar.com is the website. And there's all kinds of, you know, it shows all of our great food and cleanses as well. We do a lot of cleanses.
And the address of the store, just so people who want to, you know, put it in their computers.
You're so good. Thank you for asking. It's 1257 Highland Avenue.
Perfect. Down the street all the time. In Needham, yeah.
Yes. You're in Needham.
That's Rich's hood.
Yeah, that's my hood. Well, I want to make sure people don't go to Highland Avenue in Natick or some other city.
Disappointed. Nobody would make that kind of mistake.
Yeah, probably not.
Well, thanks for being on the show today. We hope you come back again, and you know, we hope you have great success, more success with
the
store.
Thank you for having me.
The products were delicious. I even liked the beet juice, and I've been an anti-beet drinker my whole life.
Well, I'm glad we turned you on to something new. It's the fresh mint in there.
It's very happy. Good. Again, my name is Jeffrey Davis, and we've been speaking with Stacy Madison of Stacy's Juice Bar with Rich Hershen. Rich?
Jeff, once again, it was fun doing this with you.
Great. Thanks for being on the show. We're going to take a break. Thanks to all our fans. You can find us on Facebook. You can find us on our YouTube channel. You can find us on our website. And you can find us on the web at through the Nobex, I think, web channel. And we're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages on Radio Entrepreneurs.